Welcome to the Stream of David on Om Times Radio with best-selling author, channel, and creator of the Taya spiritual practice. David Strickle shares the eternal wisdom of the consciousness called the Stream. Prepare to have your mind blown and receive clarity on your life and the universe like you perhaps never have before. And now, your host, David Strickle.
Hi, welcome to the Stream of David show. I am here with Matt Garten. Hi, Matt.
Hey, David. Hi, everyone.
So we're going to dive into... go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go on.
I was going to say...
We're going to allow you.
You're going to allow me to dive into the magic of allowing. That's what we're going to talk about. It took a few minutes to get
That's right.
The magic of allowing. It is magical when it comes to... the process of allowing. If you don't know what we're talking about when we say allowing, we're talking about allowing the things that you want to manifest in your life to actually come to reality, to fully manifest materially in your life, whatever that is. And it's not necessarily material things. It can be. It can be money. It can be stuff. It can be relationships. It can be improved health. It could be a different body. It could be more love for yourself. It could be anything that you want. It all works the same. But the reason that it's magical is because in some areas of your life, think about this, in some areas of your life, there are things that you enjoy that just come to you very easily. You don't even have to think about it. They just come. But then there are other things that you want. And the things that you want, maybe while you're listening to this show, because there's things that we want that we are challenged to receive sometimes. And we learn.
And there's nothing wrong
attraction.
With wanting anything.
Not at all.
Not
at all. There's no judgment from source around anything that we want. So whether it's you want to, feed the world or have a fleet of Lamborghinis, we judge that as human beings. But source is not judging that. That's human judgment placed around that stuff. So you're right. You're right. There's no judgment around that. You can have whatever you want. And this show is not about the type of stuff that you want to manifest. It's just the process of aligning with your desires and getting what you want out of life. And the Taya practice is an all-encompassing practice that gives you really everything, in my opinion, because it's all about self-love and source connection and understanding your vibration, understanding flow, which we'll get into later, understanding how the universe operates. I'm reading a book right now, a book that's been out for a long time, but I've never bothered to read it. It's called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Have you read this book, Matt?
Oh, yeah.
A while ago, right? Back when it was a thing. Yeah. Well, he's surging on TikTok these days. So as a TikTok aficionado, I've seen a lot of his videos on TikTok. And I realized I never read his books. So I'm reading the original book right now. And it's so interesting, the language that's woven into this book. It's almost like a quasi-spiritual book about attitude toward wealth and money. It's all about wealth and money. That's all the book is about. But I think it's an interesting read because it does go deep into attitude toward money and wealth. And it's not about the judgment of money being good or bad. It's about the fear around money and what it does in your life. And I'm loving it so far.
Yeah. It's a seminal book and he's written loads after it. But, and in a way, we could almost make this show about, spiritual dad, non-spiritual dad, because it's kind of the same thing. When you start to understand and unpack how the energetic realm works, it opens up a whole new world of possibility to you. And I think, one of the hardest things I find in manifesting the life I want is allowing it to unfold. It's very easy to pick where you want to be and what you want, but it's much harder to just, that's that whole trust thing, right? It's much harder to trust the universe to do its job.
Well, that's why it's so difficult for people. That's what we're really going to get into today. And we're going to bring the stream in the second segment, and Matt will take over and talk to the stream about all this. But the allowing portion of it is this fine line of isness, of allowing something and just trusting it and knowing it, which is really what allowing means, as opposed to trying to manifest. I see that all over the place. Hey, what did you have you ever manifested anything? What did you manifest? And I think it's funny because, as far as I'm concerned, everything is a manifestation. And the stream says that everything is a manifestation. Is it intentional? Is it wanted? Or is it unwanted? We get to discern that. But everything is a manifestation. When people say they're trying to manifest, well, you don't have to try to manifest. You're manifesting all the time. But if there's something
it's like people
saying intentionally,
exactly. It's like people saying, "I'm trying to gravity."
Yeah,
you know, like the law of gravity
really
works.
Set an intention to stick to the earth when I walk outside my home and make sure that I don't float away. Exactly, that's how the law of attraction is. It's bringing everything, but people don't want to own that stuff. They don't want to own that. Yeah. Oh, I manifested this, you know, getting fired from my job, or having a bad relationship, or the extra, you know, 20-30 pounds I'm carrying around because of COVID, or my back pain, or my chronic headaches, or whatever it is that you don't want in your life. You've got to own those manifestations too. But the nice thing about owning up to your negative manifestations is then you're empowering yourself to be more intentional with what you do want. You're claiming your power. You're claiming your creative power. And that's what we're all about in the practice of Taya.
Yes. Yeah. And it's part of claiming that power is really doing the work and trusting it, focusing on the trust that things will unfold. And then, you know, once you start to allow stuff to happen, and once you kind of be joyful and playful, then the actions that come are kind of effortless, and they build on the manifestation and the you heading in the direction you want to go in. It's not very clear, but
no, it's good because you touched on something that's important. You said the word work. And so right there, people get confused because they think, and they've read some law of attraction books, perhaps, that guide you very simply to sit and think about what you want, you know, for X number of minutes a day. Maybe you're going to tap on your forehead. Maybe you're going to, you know, pull out a doll and stick a pin in. I don't know. I'm sorry. Start making fun of other spiritual practices. That's not good. I believe tapping does work, by the way, because it redirects energy, and anything that redirects energy is effective. But any process, it's all about bringing you to belief. And the point of whatever tool it takes to bring you to belief that works for you is an effective tool. But when you spend 30 minutes a day or an hour a day working toward trying to make something happen, and you work yourself into this frenzy of belief and it feels good, and then you get out of that practice and quote unquote reality starts to hit you, and the reality takes you out of that belief, then all of that work was truly time wasted, because you're allowing something else to shift that vibration, and you've created static. And now whatever it is that you are manifesting when you worked yourself into that state of belief is confused. It's sort of saying, do you want me or not? If you want me, you need to be in the isness of it and believe it and trust it. But if you don't want me, you need to doubt it and fear it, and let the bill make you think that you're broke. And, you know, repeat these lines that we say to ourselves. I can't afford it. It won't work. I never lose weight. I'm a loser magnet. I always end up around toxic people. That's one of my favorite. You know, every job sucks. You know, whatever we say to ourselves over and over and over again,
all
that
clients
becomes
are difficult.
Our life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I used to work in retail, and I worked with commission salespeople, and they would say things like that. Oh, customers are so rude. They're so mean. They're so awful. And I had that bird's eye view of being, you know, in charge of several people. And I noticed that the people that consistently earned a nice living didn't think that. They thought, oh, my customers are great. My customers treat me really, really well. My customers are respectful to me. And they believed that. And then the other person would say, well, she gets all the good customers. And I would sit and look at them like, okay, do you really think we're interviewing people outside the store? If you're nice, you're going to go to this person. If you're not nice, you're going to go to that person. No, it doesn't work like that. It's attraction. And it was amazing how much people build a wall up around the idea of attraction and around the idea of having any control or responsibility whatsoever in an outcome. But it's very prevalent in our society to do that, because we're taught to think like victims.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing is, you know, we're veering off track a little bit here, but it's kind of...
As we do.
It ties in as we do. The rabbit hole, let's go.
That's why we have an hour. The other thing is, wrap it back up in an hour.
That's true. Be careful what you wish for, right? Because if you, I want a big business. Oh, I want this. I want a team of 100. Okay, here they are. Now you got to manage them.
Yeah.
You know, now you got to keep it all together. Now it's, okay, you're ready. Here, I've given you what you wanted. Now deal with that. In a good way, you know, I've started to weave in things like grace and ease and elegance into anything I manifest, you know, so that it happens in a way that is graceful, that you know, is manageable, that is, you know, less of a shock. I'm trying to, you know, I mean, I still love the roller coaster of life, but I also want to do a little bit of the Ferris wheel of life.
Yeah. Well, there's something to be said, because there's value in every little stair step that we take in life. If you're building a business over time, there's value in the lessons learned. And when we wrap back up at the end, when we're going to talk about vibrational flow, that's what vibrational flow is all about, is creating this ebb and flow so that we have the lessons learned early on when the business is not so big. We see what can happen in business when somebody, you know, we've seen businesses that have just exploded overnight, like Uber. Remember, Uber just came out of nowhere and suddenly it was just everywhere. It was global. It was huge. And then the CEO imploded and was removed from his own company that he created. You know, that sort of thing happens a lot in the business world when something sort of seemingly, I don't think any business really takes off overnight if you're internal to it. But externally, these businesses that scale very, very quickly, you see very often the impact that it has, with the people running it have to adjust to that reality very quickly, faster than they're able to a lot of times.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, and if you're new to the show, I want to tag a little something in here, that if you hear us talking about the TYA practice, it's TYA. It stands for Trust Your Abundance. It's something that we teach on this show all the time. I also have a Facebook group called the TYA Practice. Even if you're a little weary of Facebook, you can join our group and you're able to go right there. You don't have to be on your Facebook feed at all. You can go right to the group, the TYA Practice, and learn all of these things on a much deeper level that Matt and I are speaking about. And of course, we have TYA Bootcamp, which is a whole other level. But right now, you can get into the TYA Practice and you can get one of our guided meditations. I have these channeled meditations that the stream has delivered, and one is called Source Connect. I absolutely love it. It's sort of seeing through the eyes of Source. I'm not aware of any other guided meditation out there like it. You can text the word awaken if you're in the United States. You can text awaken to 760-284-7665 and receive that guided meditation for free, and then you'll get access to some other TYA things also. A lot of times people will message and say, what is this TYRE practice that you're talking about? T-I-R-E, T-Y-R-E. And no, it's T-Y-A, Trust Your Abundance, the TYA practice. And if you text to 760-284-7665, the word awaken, you'll get the free guided meditation. You'll get other links to start learning this practice.
Yeah. So, and that's a good example. Go ahead. That's a good example of inspired action, right? You take the action to send the text, and then some new knowledge comes back to you, some other things come back to you, and you're getting that feedback. But if you hadn't taken that action of texting, none of that would have opened up. You know, it's people who are like, I want to win $1 million, and I'm just going to sit on the couch until it happens. Well, okay, but, you know,
that's a boring way to manifest
$1 million.
Exactly. Yeah. I do believe, and I have experienced money literally coming from nowhere. I've had money fall out of the sky. I've had $400 stuck to my wet driveway when I really needed it years and years ago. I needed $400 just to pay my bills, and four $100 bills, they were stuck to my wet driveway one morning at my house in Florida, and I needed that money, and it came exactly when I needed it to, and it was magical. It's great. But I've never been one to want to just sit on my butt and have everything fall in my lap. I like creating. I like doing. I like business. I like doing things for money, but I don't like hammering. I do hammer sometimes. Mm-hmm. Matt can tell you. We work together in the business some, and he can tell you that I'm one to pick up the hammer every now and again because I am a type A personality. But it doesn't work. I don't like the results of hammering. Because the results of hammering usually are frustration. And when I start, when I get desperate, I hammer. If I'm not in a desperation mode, I'm not hammering. So as long as I'm doing my Taya practice and my vibe is high and I'm meditating and appreciating and detuning transgressors as they arise, there's no hammering because I'm naturally in this positive flow of appreciation. And when I'm in that space, I'm trusting. I'm trusting that even when things seem like they're not working out, they really are. And I have never, ever, ever in 52 years been proven wrong. You're just contemplating.
Yeah, how much evidence?
Yeah, wow, 52 years.
Yeah, how old?
God, what's
you're
it
using
like to
that
be
filter
52?
On the Zoom calls, aren't you?
Yeah, and you're using technology right now at 52. Wow. No, I'm kidding. So,
okay, boomer.
Hey, I'm officially a Gen Xer, thank you.
No, me too. Me too. Although my kids don't believe it, but it's true.
They don't believe that you're a Gen Xer?
No, thank you.
Well, I have to tell you, my boomer parents, my dad turned 80 last Sunday, and I got them on a Zoom meeting for his 80th birthday because they live in Austin, Texas, and my brother's in Tennessee. And my sister, who's younger than me, I think she's younger than you, she's about 45, she wasn't sure, I don't know if they're going to be able to do that. I don't know how to do that. And my stepmother, oh, yeah, I have the Zoom app, no problem. What time do you want us on? Send me a link. They were on, no problem whatsoever. They had good lighting. It was great.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, the other funny part, though, is that the call lasted 19 minutes because that's how my family is. My dad's like, all right, I've had enough of you now. I'm going to go enjoy my birthday. Okay. See ya. It was pretty funny. Yeah. So we're going to dive a little deeper into the whole idea of hammering versus inspired action, because it's very important that we get this. So many people learn about law of attraction, learn about these things and think they have to hammer away. And again, it's not just money and material things. It's anything in your life that you want to change. We're all expansive beings, so we're always wanting to expand in some way. But when we stop trusting, we stop expanding because we don't believe that we can anymore. And the point with all of this age talk is that it's never too late to change. If we truly believe that we can change anything. I've had people come into boot camp north of 70 and have major life transformations, you know, after 70, which is fantastic. So we're going to take a break. When we get back, we're going to bring the stream in, and Matt's going to talk to the stream about all this. We'll be right back.
That's right. Garden.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
The Taya practice is changing lives all over the world. Listen to what just a few of our Taya Bootcamp graduates have to say.
Taya practice has taken my professional life, me, to a new level of abundance and happiness and joy on a daily level of existence that I didn't even know was possible.
This work is profound. If you do the Taya Bootcamp and maintain a daily practice, you will fundamentally change your life.
It changes everything about you. And it will affect all other aspects of your life, your health, your career, your money, your relationships. And I think that certainly has helped with my anxiety, with my mental health. I'm realizing that, wait a second, I do deserve the best in life.
If you're ready to release fear and old limiting beliefs and learn to truly trust the universe to deliver all your desires, then it's time for you to join Taya Bootcamp. Visit thestreamofdavid.com/TYA today and book your free discovery meeting.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We are here.
Thank you for joining us. We have an interesting topic today, and we'd like to ask you some questions, if we may.
You may.
Thank you. Before you fully arrived, David and I were talking about the importance of allowing and the difference between hammering at something to bring it into physical and inspired action. Could you give our listeners some guidance, please, on why allowing and trust are so important in the process of creation?
We have stated many times when David is sharing our message that trust is perhaps the most important word in your language. The idea of trust revolves around the releasing of fear and allowing the universe to do what it is eager to do for you at all times, which is turn your thoughts into material things, even immaterial things. Every thought is already actually a thing. This is a point that we would very much enjoy getting across to all of you, that the difference between what you perceive as physical reality and consciousness is this gulf of space that human beings often believe is very different. It is actually one and the same. Every thought that you are thinking, everything that you craft in your mind is a form of reality as soon as you think it. But when you release that thought and let that thought go into the ethers and then move on to a different thought, perhaps a lower vibrational thought of disbelief of what you just crafted, you create a dream about something, you think up an idea, and then immediately your thoughts, because you have trained yourselves this way, begin thinking about how it can't be rather than why it can be. And in the process of not trusting, you believe you have to pick up your vibrational hammer, if you will. And you pick up that hammer when you start trying too hard to figure out the how. The how is never your job. The universe will always take care of the how for you. This does not mean that you are going to think of a new structure and that structure is simply going to appear. But you dream up the new structure, you hold unwavering trust in its reality, in its isness, and understand that all of the things that need to occur for that structure to be completely built and inhabitable will come to you. And the only action that is required on your part is inspired action, the things that you are joyful about doing. And when you are trusting, the joy comes naturally. When you are not trusting, when you are believing that you, quote unquote, have to do something, you have taken the joy out of it because you have taken the trust out of it. And the what you call the universe, the universal power of creation, as many of you refer to just as the universe, does not judge. We are the universe. We are here telling you over and over again that we are not judgmental beings. We are not judging any of your actions as human beings. We are not judging the amount of effort you put into anything. We are not judging what you want. David was joking before we fully materialized that we do not judge whether you want to feed the world or manifest a fleet of cars. We truly do not. We are here to offer guidance, certainly, and it's up to you whether you heed it or not. But the judgment is a human quality. So the judgment of how much effort you put in and how much you need to work at something, that is your ego stepping in. And your ego steps in and slows down the process. There is a reason behind this, because there is a such thing as vibrational flow that we speak of often. And in this vibrational flow, your vibration is going from a high vibration of natural state of belief to a lower vibration where things such as doubt and fear can kick in. But the work that we guide you to do is not trying to stop the vibrational flow, because it is pointless for you to try to stop vibrational flow. It is a natural aspect of any physical environment. But the detuning work that needs to occur, if you're going to work within this vibrational flow system more effectively, meaning in a state of joy constantly, whether you are high or low, the work that needs to occur is the detuning of fear and fear-based emotions such as is human judgment. And when you detune fear and you detune what we label your transgressors in your lives, the people, circumstances, and events that have led you to doubt, that have led you away from trust, when you work on detuning these things through a process of appreciation, that allows your ability to trust to ride the wave of vibrational flow. So you are trusting when your vibration is high and you're in your high creative mode, and you continue to trust even when your vibration goes down a bit into a lower vibrational period, that the trust that carries you through that is simply a trust in the process, that even if you are manifesting obstacles, even if you are manifesting the twists and turns in your paths, that those twists and turns ultimately will serve to allow you to create an even better version of, we often say a more perfect version of. That's why vibrational flow exists. So that while you are in the process of creating, while you are on your path of creating your lives and every aspect of it, you have these twists and turns that allow you to create a more perfect version of. It is the natural process of creation universally. And when you learn that and embrace that and learn to flow through that, and allowing the ups and downs of what you call your life to create a better version of at all times, you are in expansive mode. And you will find your expansive mode being carried out throughout your lifespan is a very satisfying way to experience life.
Mm. Oh, beautiful. Thank you. And you're absolutely right. If you are in a state of trust when things don't seemingly go to plan, you allow them to, you allow the universal forces to move more efficiently and effectively.
The downward obstacles that arrive through the downward vibrational flow are intended to ferret out transgressor energy. Notice that your transgressor energy bubbles up for you in these times of downward flow. And the more you detune your transgressors throughout your lifetime, the more acute you become at noticing them early on, detuning them via appreciation, raising your vibration in the process, and solving whatever that obstacle is. And in solving that obstacle, realize that there was something that you were missing that was a flaw that you needed to correct to build a better version of. And this is true for anything, any relationship, any fortune, any business, any physical condition and physical improvements. Regardless of the topic, this vibrational flow serves the purpose of allowing you to create a more perfect version of. But for many of you, vibrational flow is the very thing that stops you from progressing forward with your manifestations. Because your vibrational flow drops, things seem like they are not going the way that you want them to, and instead of finding appreciation and detuning transgressors, you pick up your hammers and you begin trying. You begin trying to make things happen. And notice that when you try to make things happen, even if they work out, it is not a very satisfying process, and the end result is not nearly what it could have been had you worked the process that we just described.
Oh, thank you. So for people who, for people who are new to your work and your guidance, do you have a little bit of advice, especially at the beginning when I'm you know, I have an idea in my mind and it seems crazy, it seems far-fetched, it seems like it will never happen. What are some guidance and advice about the importance of staying in a joyous mode or in a joyous state and having that patience in the early days when it seems like nothing's happening?
The understanding vibrational flow will help anyone who fully embraces the idea regarding patience. Because there are things in your lives, if you were hearing these words and you've lived a bit of life, you have had things that took time to manifest that while you were waiting for them, perhaps you were a bit impatient about, but once they manifested, suddenly that pain of the impatience evaporates. You do not even remember it. Or you think back and even laugh at yourselves very often and how impatient you were, and then it all came together and then everything was fine. That is the ego kicking in, wanting to hold you back and hold you in a place of perceived safety and security. By when the vibrational flow takes you down, the ego kicks in and begins telling you to stay where you are, stay where you've been, stay where it's safe, rather than allowing yourselves to go to this new place. We guide you to dive right into the scary things, because there is nothing that you are going to manifest that is going to end that which you are. And when you allow fear to hold you back, you are allowing yourself to stunt your vibrational expansion. And that does not have to be. It is your choice always, but it does not have to be. You are capable of taking any risk and failing, and taking another risk and failing yet again, and taking yet another risk and failing a third time before experiencing success. And when you experience success at last, you will look back at your three prior failures and understand how they were building a better version of each and every time.
So true. And you know, how many times have people said, I thought this was the end of me and actually it was just the beginning, or if I hadn't had that hardship, I never would have ended up here.
It is a very common state of emotion, but when you're in it, when you are down in that lower vibrational flow and you are perhaps feeling sorry for yourself because something isn't working out and you believe the universe is punishing you, when that is not true at all, there are a few tricks that we are going to share with you that will help you a great deal. Remembering that when you are down in lower vibration, you are thinking differently. You're not thinking as clearly as you are when you are up in high vibration. You are a different state of being when you are down there. Realizing that and appreciating that and remembering that you are indeed in the process of creating a better version of. Realizing that you're only DTS and there's nothing wrong with being DTS. This is how we refer to you being down the spiral, down in low vibration. And when you refer to it as being a little DTS and it being okay, and understanding that all you need do is follow a few simple steps to move your vibration up just a little bit, to feel a little better and feel a little better and feel a little better yet. And you have the power to do this. And when you claim that power and find your paths through vibrational flow, your lives change significantly.
They do, because you can ride the wave back up in a way, can't you?
Indeed you can. And the more you come to understand this, and understand that this is a detuning. We speak of detuning very, very often, because everything in your world, everything in the universe is vibrational. There is no switch that is flipped and suddenly you are a different type of being. There is no one book that you're going to read or one podcast that you're going to listen to or one video that you're going to consume and change everything about your state of being in an instant. You are going to go through this vibrational flow, and there are aspects of you that have been developed throughout your lifetime that can change very quickly, but they need to be dealt with differently than you've dealt with them in the past, or you're not going to get positive lasting change. This is why we guide you toward detuning, changing a little bit at a time, being patient with the process, understanding that there are milestones and rewards to be experienced at every step of every process, but you have to notice them. You have to set an intention for them to arrive in such a way that you realize them. And when you're realizing them, use them as fuel to go to the next level. And when you go to the next level, you will then be a changed being, so much so that you may not even remember how you were before. But it does not take much to look at the changes that come to your life and how easy your life suddenly has gotten. And we are guiding you to patience, but understand that these things can be adopted into your lives and you can begin to transition your lives very quickly. And if you put down the hammer and stop needing the $100 million win to finally make you happy and find your path to your happy and your now, the path to your 100 million will be more joyful and more swift.
Oh, beautiful. Yes, because you will appreciate the journey and you will look back on the person you've become.
The journey is the purpose. The journey to the destination is the purpose. And notice that those among you who are achieving at the very highest levels never stop. They achieve everything that you believe that you need to be happy, and they continue going. They achieve something else, or they destroy what they've built, and perhaps you don't even understand that, and they rebuild something yet again. That is the process of creation at its finest.
Oh, beautiful. And we're almost out of time, and that's a fantastic note to end on. Thank you so much for joining us for this brief instant today.
Much love. That is all we have.
Namaste.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
The Taya practice is changing lives all over the world. Listen to what just a few of our Taya Bootcamp graduates have to say.
I'm so comfortable in my skin and who I am that it just has completely changed my world. It's amazing. I'm so full of joy and clarity every day to feel this good and this amazing. As I said, there's no words.
I can't stress enough how wonderful this program is. I was living in fear. My life felt like it was a constant Groundhog Day. Every morning I woke up, I felt, oh, here we go again. You know, this is the first time I feel like I took control of my own life.
Probably the best thing ever is that I've always dreamed of this kind of life, and now I am living it. I'm creating it, and it's not a dream anymore. It's reality.
It's time to awaken to abundance with the Taya Practice and Taya Bootcamp. Visit thestreamofdavid.com/TYA today to learn more about the Taya Practice and book your free discovery meeting.
Life is a flow, and enlightenment is simply harmonizing with the way life really is. Then you find that life is effortless, benevolent, and free of all suffering. Hey everyone, this is GP Welsh, and I want to invite you to my brand new radio show that's launching right here on Om Times Radio called The Flow of Enlightenment. I've been a spiritual teacher for decades, and my greatest pleasure is being able to share with you these deep and highly practical spiritual ideas. So join me in The Flow every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern and let yourself be transformed.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And we're back. I'm back with Matt Garden. Hi, Matt.
Hey, David. How are you?
So how were our friends?
That was a really good. They're amazing. I mean, they're always amazing. But it was lovely just to you know, dive right in and talk about the importance of trust. So a few things that came out. And I guess we should explain for listeners, you're kind of in a bit of a daze, so you don't really remember everything that happens when you come out of channeling.
You know, these days I don't remember half of what happens when I'm not channeling. So when I am channeling, there is something, I talk to other people who channel about this, and there's something that we all experience where our memory, the channeling seems to zap our memory. I'm taking a supplement now. That's supposed to help.
That's called dementia, so. David.
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe at the ripe old age of 52, I'm becoming demented. Who knows? But it does zap my memory a little bit. And when I do channel, and not to joke, but when I do channel, I definitely don't have much recollection of it. There's little bits and pieces that I can recall here and there, and sometimes it comes back to me later. But most of the time, I don't know what is stated when I'm in that channeling state. So you have to kind of recap me on what they talked about.
Yeah, definitely. Happily. I mean, the first thing they talked about was trust being the most important element in our existence, really. And having this understanding and trust of the energetic flow and of the energetic realm to create what you want. And then the next thing they spoke about was, obviously there's no judgment from them. They really don't mind what you want. If you want to save world hunger, or if you want to, have a fleet of Lamborghinis, it makes no difference to the universal creative energy. It's just going to create that intelligence. It's just going to create what you focus on. And then something I thought that was quite interesting that I hadn't really understood before is sometimes when you're down your spiral or when you're struggling to get everything flowing in the direction you want it to go, and to realize your dreams, that's an opportunity to detune and to work through any of the negative energy that's kind of holding you back, any of those things that keep, you know, bubbling up to the surface and detune your transgressors, which is something that you know, Thai practice is very big on. It's like we all have these skeletons in our closets, and you know, the more skeletons we have in the closet, the less fine things and dreams we can have in our closets. And so you need to clean all of them out and make way for all the good stuff that you want to put in there. So I found that really interesting. I'll remember that next time I'm down my spiral, or next time I'm frustrated about the process of you know.
Yeah, I found the more I learn, you know, from the stream, and the more I practice Taya, and the more I understand vibrational flow, which ultimately is what Taya is all about, the more I can weather the down the spiral times, and you just sort of appreciate it. You let it flow through. You understand what it's all about, and then you know that the brighter day is always coming, always, 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 always coming, and you let that flow back in. And not judging the DTS as some awful, terrible, horrible, you know, place where you can't be, because we're all going to be there.
Yeah.
Through a cycle, we're all going to be there. It's natural to be there, and it's natural to have obstacles. It's natural to be imperfect. You know, we talked about that in our mastery meeting. Matt is part of our Taya Mastery, and it's a mastermind group for people that have graduated Taya Boot Camp. And we talked about that, the releasing of judgment. And we detuned some things in the mastery meeting as a group it was really interesting, the way that we judge ourselves. And I was talking to somebody the other day, I was on another show last week. We were talking about how judgmental spirituality can be. That we're, you know, that we're all supposed to behave this, you know, it's almost as dogmatic as religion in some circles, and detuning the judgment around our spirituality and our spiritual practice, and detuning, all of the egocentric aspects of whatever our daily life is, especially if it's around a spiritual practice.
Yeah. And that's true. It's so important to do that. And there was one final thing that they said that just kind of really kind of smashed it out of the park for me, and that was the journey is the purpose. You know, we all think, oh, I'm going to be happy when I have a fleet of Lamborghinis. I'm going to be happy when I've solved world hunger. I'm going to be happy when I have a beautiful house. I'm going to be happy when I have the perfect partner. The journey towards that goal is the purpose of your existence. You know,
yeah, I like that.
Arriving at that goal is, yeah, that's just kind of like, wow, that really hit home for me. You know, and if you joyously undertake the journey, guess what? Arriving at the destination is going to be so much more fun.
Yeah. Well, building it, and you see people that build these companies and they wax on about how, you know, how much fun it was in the days when they were operating out of a garage and eating cheeseburgers. And,
yeah.
You know, it's almost like they enjoyed that more.
Stealing Wi-Fi from Starbucks.
Yeah. Then the billions that are rolling in. It does seem like that. That's very, very common that the days of creation, because we're here to create. We are absolutely here to create. That's why when somebody, you know, talks to the stream and they say, hey, how can I manifest $1 million sitting on my butt? You can do that. I believe you can do that. People do that. I do believe that you can do that. But I have no interest in that. I want to create. I want to create around it. I want to create the business that just doesn't have money fall in my lap. I actually want to create commerce. I want to create jobs. I want to create experiences. You know, I want to create all the stuff that goes around all of that, and the money is just sort of the byproduct of that in business for me. And you know, that's I can't imagine just wanting to have something just fall in my lap out of nowhere.
Exactly. And you look at all the people who are you know, all the really successful business people and successful artists and successful sports people, they get to a stage where they just want to hone their craft. You know, it doesn't matter what the score is. It doesn't matter what the, you know, how many albums they sell. They just get to a stage where they want to create more of what they're absolutely fanatically passionate about.
Yeah. You see that.
And,
you definitely see that.
You know, and the more they do that, the more the universe responds with a yes, because they're so single-mindedly focused on that task and that direction.
Yeah, I get like that. I get really sort of obsessed with certain things, creating certain things, and get really focused on it and really, really enjoy it. And then I create it, and then I get a little bored with it, and then I'll let it fall apart, and I'll move on to something else. And that's the thing that I'm detuning now, is the judgment around that. I've got to let myself have my topics and be passionate about different things and have all these different experiences. And then once I, you know, arrive there, it's my choice whether I want to continue to create in that space or not.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what.
And
it
actually,
is.
once you get there, you start to stagnate a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I enjoy the creative process so much that I think that one of the most unsatisfying times of my life was when I stayed in a job. When I first got into this corporate job that I had in the beginning. It was in the recession, you know, we were having to restructure everything, and I went from there into growth mode, and I was really let off leash to just do what I wanted to do. And I created all this profitability and this sales and all this growth, and it was so much fun. And then I got bored with it. And then once I got bored with it, it kind of got destroyed. And then after it got destroyed, I wasn't really motivated to do it all over again. And I had a couple of years that I was just stagnant in this job, that it wasn't very satisfying until I finally took the leap to get out of it and start the business that I'm in now, which is very satisfying.
Yeah. And
of course,
which
COVID came along and threw a wrench into some of the things I wanted to do with this, but that's okay. Well, you know, I wanted to be doing live workshops by now. That was my goal, was to write books. And I've got the second book finished that we're going to look at publishing, and we're looking into publishing now. And I wanted to be doing live workshops and events and traveling the world doing that now. And we can't do that right now. So it's like, okay, we're having to create something different. With these live summits until we can do that. And the traveling and all that will be a whole other thing to create that I'm really looking forward to when we can.
Yeah, that's true. And the summits have been a fantastic evolution towards that. We had a wonderful one a couple of weeks ago. I can't remember what day it is anymore. So definitely go back and check that out if you
it was Saturday the 17th.
Right.
Yeah, it's on the YouTube channel. now, and it's the Stream Summit from the 17th, and it's Creating Your Bubble of Reality is the name of it, and it's doing really well on YouTube. People are really they're actually watching the whole thing, which is incredible. It's a 2-hour YouTube video, but it's a great 2 hours. Anytime somebody will sit through a 2-hour YouTube video, you know it's going to be pretty compelling. And I think this most of that 2 hours is a stream, answering some really interesting questions and just giving a lot of interesting guidance. So set aside 2 hours and go to YouTube, go to the Stream of David on YouTube, subscribe to the channel and get your reminders so you know when we put new videos up. We put new videos up every single week. So there are new live videos every week, and then we even do little clips, the little 1 to 3 minute clips of the stream go on there also now. So there's lots of content on YouTube. So check out the YouTube channel and go check out the summit, Creating Your Bubble of Reality. Set aside 2 hours for that. I think you'll like it. Thanks for teaming me up for a plug there.
Hey, see how I just allowed that to happen?
Yeah, we didn't hammer at all. It just happened. The plug just flew right out of my mouth naturally, as they do. Well, you know, the funny thing is I always say I don't want to, I don't want to just constantly be talking about, oh, go here and go there and do this. And then people say, hey, I didn't know you did this. You need to let us know where you are and when you're on live. And, you know, we created that schedule that I think is going to go up on the website soon. Of where we are live every single week, because we are. I channel every week, 4 days a week, I channel different places. So there's some place to catch the stream live every single week, including on this show. So to sort of wrap things up, we really wanted to get into the idea of allowing versus hammering. And I hope that we've done a good job describing what allowing is trusting. Allowing is being in the isness of it and not working hard at making it happen, but setting an intention, understanding that the universe does not need to be told over and over and over again what we want in our lives, but just being in the isness of it and making our work, appreciating what is, appreciating ourselves, meditating, allowing that source connection to flow, riding the wave of our vibrational flow, which is very natural, and detuning the negative things that drag us down and keep us down there. And the detuning process is a process of appreciation, and we can find appreciation for any aspect of our lives, always. And when we're doing those things, you are practicing Taya.
Yeah, exactly. It's simple as that. Rinse, repeat.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it becomes a lifestyle. And that's where boot camp sort of separates from all these other teachings is boot camp. You come into boot camp, you do the work with the mentors and the coaches and myself over a period of 12 weeks, and you make this your lifestyle. That's what bootcamp does for you, is it makes this a lifestyle. So it's not something that you have to set aside time and do every day. It's something that you do on autopilot. It's just how you think. And the tools are such that you just learn to think differently about everything and really zoom out. That's my favorite thing about the Taya practice, is that zooming out to source perspective. It's not something that you have to be a quote unquote channel to do, because we all have that source perspective in us. And when you remove fear and you remove judgment, you're able to access that energy and see your life and the whole world through that lens. And it's very different. And right now in the United States, we have a little political race going on that's dragging a lot of people down. And the results of that is probably going to drag people down as well, no matter what. And the Thai community is not concerned. The Thai community is enjoying this time and not freaked out by it. There's no need for a specific outcome there for our well-being, and we know that. And I hope everybody listening to the show knows that. Don't hang your well-being on who wins an election, regardless of what country you're in, assuming you're in a country that actually has elections. We do have listeners everywhere. Any other thoughts from you before we take off?
Yeah, David, you know, America might soon be a country that no longer has elections.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I don't know. Even communist countries or dictatorships have elections. You just know what the outcome's going to be.
Yeah, that's true.
What happens. We kid.
Well, look, we do. The final thought for me and for anyone who's listening is just, you know, mull over this idea of the journey being the purpose. You know, and how can you live that way for the rest of the week? you know, the journey through the day is the purpose. The journey through this week is the purpose. The journey towards your destination is the purpose. It's not actually the fleet of Lamborghinis or ending world hunger. It's how you got there. I think that's really opened things up for me.
Yeah, and I like what you said earlier. Did you get there with grace and ease in an elegant way? Did you go through your vibrational flow in an elegant way, or did you fight it? And did you get on social media and talk about how horrible it is and how awful it is and how terrible you feel and how nothing ever works out for you and you don't have two nickels to rub together, all these things that we hear all the time? Or did you stand in this space? One of the things, and this is what I'll wrap up with, in that the book that I'm reading right now, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he spoke about how his rich dad, even when he wasn't rich, spoke about how rich he was and spoke like a rich person. I thought that was, there's a lot of little spiritual nuggets in that book that I'm really enjoying seeing.
Absolutely. Well, that story. Wealth is a state of mind. You know, some of the poorest people I know have the fattest bank accounts.
Yeah. You know? No, I've encountered very wealthy people that acted like poor people for sure. And that's not a joyous way to be.
Yeah.
We will wrap up on that note, Matt. Thank you so much for being on as always. And thank you all for listening.
Thank you, David. Great show. Thanks, everyone.
Namaste.